When Leah McCall moved to the Near West Side 30 years back, it was a big change from where she used to live in Beech Grove.
When we first moved in, I remember feeling very fortunate because we were the only ones that had a muffler on our car.
Over the years, she's seen drug dealing, prostitutes, couples fighting in the street, and trucks full of garbage getting dumped in the alleys. Today, McCall is president of the Association for the We Care Neighborhood. She says the Near West still has its struggles, but things have gotten better in the last 5 years.
We have a large police presence, which helps a bunch. They come to my meetings once a month. We have personal relationships with them. I can call them if I need them.
But Leah doesn't just credit the police for the change. For example, she says the monthly cleanups that she helps organize have made a big difference.
I think it makes people feel better. They feel like there's a better quality of life. And I think if you get the trash out, the drugs and prostitution go with it.
Yo me llamo Armando Morales, trabajo en la construcción.
Armando Morales has lived in the Hawthorne neighborhood for about 10 years. If you walk the alley between his house on Mount Street and Hawthorne Park, you see a recent addition. Every garage door on the block has been painted with a brightly colored mural. The murals were painted by teens last year as part of an IUPUI summer employment program. Morales says that before the garages were painted, he saw evidence of gang activity behind his house.
We saw their logos that they would put, east side, west side, those sorts of things.
Since the murals went up, Armando hasn't seen any more gang tags, and that's contributed to his sense of safety.
Yeah, I think it's gotten a little bit safer. What I've seen is that we have, as a community, gotten together more so that the gangs can't paint their signs and make their big mess out here on the garage.
According to data from the IMPD for the four West Side neighborhoods of We Care, Hawthorne, Hawville, and Stringtown, property crimes have decreased slightly, dropping from 1,062 in 2011 to 1,039 in 2013. But violent crime went up in the same time period, from 283 incidents in 2011 to 355 in 2013. David Hoffman is the commander of the IMPD's Southwest District, which includes the Near West. And he acknowledges there's lots of work to be done to bring down crime here. But to him, a reduction in the fear of crime is an achievement in itself.
Reality does drive perception and vice versa. Perception drives reality. So if a neighborhood is viewed as that's a place you don't want to go to, then people, they won't go there. They won't spend money there. They won't purchase real estate. They won't decide that that is the place that they want to live. And what'll happen is a neighborhood will die on the vine.
Turn a community into a place people want to live, that reduces crime.
So however we do it, however we get to the crime reduction and keeping people safe, then that's what we're interested in doing. And we're exploring a lot of different non-traditional activities that the police department didn't have a lot of input in.
Lieutenant Susan Hill is elbow deep in non-traditional activities. Her title is crime strategist, but to talk to her, she sounds more like a community organizer. She says the police got involved about 3 years ago with the Reconnecting Our Waterways initiative and built on from there.
We took positions on the steering committee and also on the White River Waterway Committee, which helped us form partnerships with the Near West Collaborative, with other for-profit and nonprofit groups such as Goodwill, the school systems, and businesses around Near West.
Lieutenant Hill spends a lot of time working with different groups to apply for grants to pay for things like lighting in streets and alleys. And Commander Hoffman says the community reciprocates by helping them with their police work.
It's really amazing that we may have a pastor who can gather information about the goings-on in a neighborhood, probably more so than the officer driving down the street in a marked police car.
Yeah, you were.
Teens at the Underground, a youth program affiliated with the West Morris Street Methodist Church, have a different take on the direction the area is headed.
It's not getting better. It's actually getting worse.
Bree is in 10th grade. She lives in Hawville.
When I stand on my front porch, I see cops, ambulance, and people running.
I can't walk down the street without a knife or a weapon on me.
Chase, also a 10th grader, lives in Hawthorne. He says he has noticed the efforts to clean up the neighborhood, but he also sees gangs all around, especially a gang called Westside Lil Mex.
Westside Lil Mex is just, they're tagging all the garages, all the murals that the Near West, like We Care and Hawthorne, have been painting in the neighborhoods, and they don't care what they do anymore.
I told Chase that neighborhood activists like Leah McCall think the area is improving, partially because of their close relationship with the police.
It's not the police that they need a better connection with. It's the youth in the neighborhood that is causing all the chaos. And they need to have the kids more involved in like community service and everything, and getting them to just not be out running the streets.
And Leah says the Near West neighborhoods do try to engage kids with events from Easter egg hunts to parties for teenagers. Still, it's hit or miss.
I did a free lunch program. I chose to discontinue it after 2 weeks because I was getting 30 lunches a day and I never had more than 8 kids to eat.
She thinks if parents were more involved, kids would be more likely to participate and less likely to walk the street or join gangs. McCall says she's also not had much success getting Hispanic residents involved. There's room for improvement, she says, but still she believes the community is close-knit.
And I think that we're working at working together.
For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Andrea Maraskin.